Well, with the Queensland government fairly confident there's no community transmission of COVID-19 in the state, the next cricket test will go ahead in Brisbane. About 20,000 people will head to the Gabba on Friday, half its usual capacity, just days after the Greater Brisbane area will emerge from its three-day lockdown. And while health experts appear confident the decision is safe, some worry it may send a confusing message. Isabel Rowe reports.
Yes! Off the ground, taken, Dawn.
With play underway on the final day of the Sydney Cricket Ground test, confirmation has arrived that players will head to Brisbane tomorrow as planned.
Fingers crossed, looks like everything's going ahead.
The fourth test at the Gabba will be at reduced capacity, and Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she will require spectators to wear masks some of the time.
The Gabba will be filled to half the capacity, and masks are mandatory for entering and for leaving and moving around the stadium. But if you're sitting there at your seat, you will not need to wear your mask because you are outside. But if you're going along to the cricket, take your mask, put it on. Most people will be coming by public transport anyway, where you'll have to wear your mask.
Last week, India's cricket team was reluctant to play in Brisbane in case they found themselves under tough quarantine protocols. Then the city went into a three-day lockdown, further worrying Cricket Australia boss Nick Hockley. But he says plans remain unchanged.
The whole situation has been very fluid, and then, you know, only recently we've had this latest lockdown in Brisbane, which has added another layer of uncertainty. I mean, what we've been doing with the BCCI is just methodically working through all of the operational plans, all of the details, to reassure them that we can move safely.
The Gabba will host double the number of cricket fans than has been allowed in Sydney this week, a city that has been seeing a few new cases of coronavirus each day. President of the Australian Medical Association in Queensland, Professor Chris Perry, has told RN Breakfast he's comfortable with the decision.
It's safe for people to come and go, provided they wear masks, especially when they crowd together, going to get food, going in and out of the entrances and exits, especially when at the close of play.
Other health experts have a different worry that a major event just days after a full lockdown sends the wrong message. Associate Professor Paul Griffin is the Director of Infectious Disease at the Mater Hospital in Brisbane.
It's a challenging decision, and I know they're obviously balancing many different perspectives there. I think it's a little bit confusing having had, you know, such a harsh lockdown, given we were so worried about this highly infectious strain, to follow up fairly soon after with a very large event where masks are being encouraged for arriving and leaving the venue, but not necessarily during the event. I think maybe reducing it even further and making masks mandatory for the duration, for example, might have been a little more consistent at least.
So it's less of a health issue for you and more just a mixed messaging issue that you think people might not quite understand?
I think so. I think, you know, it's very much going to be dependent on the situation, though, closer to the time. And, you know, if we've had a number of additional days of zero cases, then I think we can be, you know, increasingly reassured by that. And then it may well be the right decision. But I think there's a lot of explanation and messaging that needs to come out to explain why that's an okay thing to do, given what we've just been through.
However, Paul Griffin does think Queensland Health appears to have successfully prevented infection from spreading through Brisbane. So successfully, he wonders whether the three-day lockdown was necessary.
Queensland Health have done a great job of tracking down the vast majority of the close contacts. They've all been tested at least once, if not multiple times, and returned negative results. I think the idea of a so-called circuit breaker to get a handle on the situation is very reasonable. But having said that, as soon as we had even two consecutive days with zero cases after having found the majority of the close contacts, it probably would have even been appropriate to relax sooner.
Queensland Health says under its post-lockdown rules, other outdoor stadiums will also be able to operate at 50% capacity.
Isabel Rowe reporting.